With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says blizzard conditions affecting the Midwest into the Great Lakes region for the next 24, maybe 36 hours.
A lot of these areas are seeing 1 to 2 feet of snow, portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Michigan, locally higher totals. Quite a bit of wind with this storm, too, so we have the blowing snow issue as well. And then the cold temperatures behind it. We'll have temperatures across portions of the northern plains that get below zero.
In Hawaii, strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding.
We're seeing widespread impacts to roadways and infrastructure across Maui County. County teams are working around the clock with MEMA, the National Weather Service, and our state and community partners to respond to storm impacts and emergency situations.
Richard Bison is the mayor of Maui. Gulf states intercepting new missiles and drones as Iran threatens to widen the war.
Gulf states are reporting new missile and drone attacks after Tehran threatened to widen its campaign and called for the evacuation of three major ports in the UAE. Iran says the U.S. is attacking from the UAE. The country also continues launching missiles and drones at Israel as Israel and the U.S. keep up the assault on Iran. On Saturday, a missile struck a helipad inside the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad. President Trump has said the U.S. destroyed military sites on Karg Island and warned that its oil infrastructure could be next. I'm Julie Walker.
North Korean strongman Kim Jong-un, who observed the live fire test of multiple rocket systems, said to be enjoying it very much. That activity Saturday, likely a response to ongoing U.S. South Korean military training nearby. This is SRN News. Southerners apparently are the most religious Americans.
According to the latest data from the Pew Research Center, 76% of people who live in the southeastern portion of the country have a religious affiliation. That's the highest percentage of any region. However, the Pew study also reveals that while Southerners care about faith more than anybody else, they care about it less than they used to. By all metrics, people from the South are significantly less religious now than they were 20 years ago. Michael Harrington reporting.
New law in Iowa banning local non-discrimination protections on the basis of so-called gender identity. Measure prevents cities and counties from having civil rights protections that go beyond the categories identified in the state code. Sponsors of the bill point out non-discrimination protections for transgender people cannot, under any circumstances, coexist with other recently enacted laws. This is SRN News. A progressive activist group called Freedom Trainers,
formed in late 2024, reportedly train activists to dress neutrally, avoid revealing political affiliations, and pass through jury selection undetected. Once seated, trainees allegedly are encouraged to vote not guilty regardless of evidence, leveraging jury nullification as a political tool.
Now, meanwhile, the Justice Department warns it takes such attempts to improperly influence juries very seriously, while legal experts say the scheme undermines the constitutional right to an impartial jury. Pakistan says it has struck militant hideouts in Afghanistan. As cross-border fighting has intensified, both sides trading the blame. Sunday, Pakistan's information minister said the military hit equipment storage as well as support sites in Kandahar. More details, SRNNews.com.